We're on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and I'm talking right now with Kip Eideberg of the Equipment Manufacturers. And Kip, thank you for taking the time to visit with us today.
Hi, you're welcome, Dustin. Great to be with you.
So what we're talking today about is the fact that infrastructure is something that is sorely needing upgrading here in rural America, and we could go on and on about the list and how long that list is for infrastructure needs. But that is something I know that the Biden campaign has, and when they were campaigning, I should say, the Biden administration, they talked about infrastructure, they talked about upgrades. It's been something that's been talked about for a while now, at least the last past decade. Where are we at as we get in here in this first 100 days of the Biden administration?
Well, I think when it comes to infrastructure, Dustin, the time is now. And you mentioned President Biden, his plan to build back better in rural America specifically rightly notes the crumbling state of our country's infrastructure. And by the way, Dustin, 30% of rural roads are in poor, mediocre condition, probably something that your listeners experience on a daily basis. And certainly equipment manufacturers have experienced this deterioration firsthand as well, how it jeopardizes jobs, our agricultural competitiveness, and the health of rural families. And past efforts, from our perspective, have too often focused on urban and suburban infrastructure while not adequately addressing the unique needs of rural communities. And so we have urged the Biden-Harris administration and Congress to address this as part of that massive infrastructure funding package you mentioned as that takes shape. And we are optimistic that we will actually see some action on infrastructure this year.
You know, and people don't realize how really important the infrastructure is in the rural parts of the country. I mean, that's what moves our goods across the world, whether it's the livestock, whether it is the grains that we're hauling around or what have you. There's just so much business that takes place and so much of our raw materials that come out of this part of the country. It really would be wise to spend some money in there. I mean, it's nothing for me to hear comments around Iowa here where people make jokes about the 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom potholes they see on some of these rural roads, and it's wreaking havoc also on their bottom lines because they're having to put more money into repairs.
Yeah, it sure does, and I think it's important to note, Dustin, that transportation infrastructure improvement is perhaps the most obvious need. You mentioned those large potholes, but not the only one, and as your listeners know all too well, we also need to make a significant investment into providing clean water and quality affordable housing for families in underserved communities, expanding broadband to connect rural communities to the outside world, and enhancing the ability to supply reliable and secure power. And the reality is, Dustin, that millions of Americans do not have access to reliable high-speed broadband, leaving too many hardworking Americans at a disadvantage. Given the importance of connectivity, and again, something that your listeners know all too well, expanding access to high-speed internet, for example, will ensure all Americans can participate in the digital economy, utilize critical telehealth services, and remote learning opportunities, which I think we've all realized has never been more important, by the way. So to us, infrastructure has to be more than just roads and bridges.
Exactly. And like I said, the list is very long and very deep. I mean, we could talk about rails. We could talk about river systems. I mean, there are so many things that need to be improved. And so where's the opportunity to go? I mean, it's like I said, it's a long list, and you can't attack everything at once, but you want to get the most bang for the buck and to take the most of the opportunity. So what are we looking at in this time period to be a good opportunity to start somewhere here in rural America?
Well, I think more than anything, we have to make the case that the time is now. Infrastructure is an American priority, and therefore it needs to be a bipartisan priority. We've been talking about the need to make a significant investment in our nation's infrastructure for decades, Dustin. Time after time, president after president, Congress after Congress, Republicans and Democrats have let the opportunity pass them by, and we cannot allow this opportunity to pass us by yet again. I'll give you an example. Rural America's roads and bridges face a $211 billion backlog in critical repair and improvements. And so we need to rebuild, we need to modernize our nation's infrastructure, so we are not just only competing with the rest of the world, but leading the rest of the world. And I think that is the message that Iowans and Americans overall need to deliver to Congress. They just got to get this done, and they got to get it done now.
All right. So obviously, you know, for producers, we talked about many different things that you know, they need to bring to the attention. It's getting in contact with your elected representatives and really pushing that envelope forward to say, hey, we need to do something. And that goes from your local congresspeople all the way up to the White House. I mean, we have that right, and we have that ability to contact these elected representatives all the way to the top.
Yeah, we do. And I think the other point, too, that is an important one to make, Dustin, because this is typically where the infrastructure debate turns on and where, you know, any progress has fallen apart in years past, and that is how to pay for it. And from our perspective as equipment manufacturers, you know, it is vital that we have a competitive business climate to succeed. And that means we should not muck around with corporate tax rates or increase the tax burden on individuals or pass-through entities. It also means that we need to ensure that we have a solid regulatory permitting environment that allows Americans to outcompete the rest of the world. An investment in infrastructure, from our perspective, is an investment in our country. It will create millions of family-sustaining jobs. It will jumpstart our economy. And it will put us on a path to a full recovery. Now, I don't want to oversimplify this, Dustin, but this can no longer be just a debate about how to pay for it. It needs to get done, and we need our elected representatives in Washington to do their job and figure it out. So, you know, if your listeners are talking to their elected officials, you know, yes, there's urgency. We've got to get something going on infrastructure, but we also got to make sure that we pay for it in a way that is sustainable and does not further diminish our competitiveness in the global economy, but rather enhances it.
All right. Well, that's the questions I have for you, Kip. Is there anything you want to add for our listeners before we wrap up today?
Well, I appreciate that. The one thing I would make, the point here I would make is the equipment manufacturing industry. You know, we've got about 1,000 member companies, 2.8 million men and women of our industry that make the equipment that builds, powers, and feeds the world. But the point here, and I think it's an important one for your listeners, is that these men and women are not just welders, fabricators, and machinists. Many of them are farmers and ranchers. And 1 in 3 of them live and work in rural communities across the country, compared to just 1 in 5 people overall in the United States. So our industry is not just deeply connected to rural America, but we are a big part of it. And, you know, many of our member companies will be very familiar to your listeners, Dustin, Vermeer Corporation, Impella, Kinsey and Williamsburg, Gameco, and Oneida Grove. And so to us, the success of rural communities means the success of equipment manufacturers. So we got to work together to make the economy work better for us, to make us more competitive, whether we're selling skid steers or soybeans, and to make sure that rural communities are stronger and more resilient so that more families will prosper throughout our country.
All right. Well, Kip, I thank you so much for taking the time to visit with our listeners today.
Thank you very much for having me on, Dustin. I appreciate it.
That's Kip Eideberg. He is a senior vice president with Government Industry Relations for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.